From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Award-winning author Jessica E. Johnson is delving into her own life in her very latest work. It's a memoir, and it's titled Metalwork, A Mining Daughter on Home. And we're lucky enough to have Jessica joining us today to talk more. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start off by telling us why you decided to write a memoir, because you write poetry and other works of fiction. What was it about sitting down and really writing about your life experience?
Yeah, well, I received these letters from my mom right after my daughter was born, and I wanted to investigate the history of my early childhood. And I also wanted to think a lot about what women go through giving birth to children and what parents go through in that transition. And I knew that this would take a fair amount of research and context for me to really develop my thoughts and the story that I wanted to tell. Mm-hmm. And certainly that can happen in poetry. I am primarily a poet, but I also thought that the ability to document and work purely with information would allow me to do more justice to the lives I was writing about.
Mm. So let's go back to your early childhood. My understanding is that you spent time near Wallace, Idaho, and of course with the silver mines up there and all of that. When you got these letters from your mom, were there things about that time in your life that kind of maybe, you know, jogged a memory or made you remember kind of what life was like at that point? Because I thought it was interesting in the book when you say, you know, you thought that, you know, that story was really about your mom, right? Your parents' stories about that kind of more nomadic life and, you know, you being the child of a miner. Whereas this was part of your story as well, if that makes sense.
So when my parents had me, they were living in Leadville, Colorado, and they bounced around from mine to mine, often living in tents and cabins, maybe without running water, for the years before I went to school. And I spent my elementary school years basically in Wallace. And it is true that I sort of thought that this was a curiosity in my background and that it didn't have anything to do with me because it wasn't my choice to be born into that life. It was, you know, my parents' choices were reflected in that lifestyle, but not my own. So I thought, well, if I didn't choose it, what does that have to do with me? But in fact, where we come from shapes our worldview in ways that certainly had become invisible to me until I had a child. And that's when I realized partially what my mother might have gone through in those circumstances, and also what I had inherited in the vision that I had of what it meant to be a parent and what it meant to be a child. I did have a lot of memories from my years in Wallace, but this book sort of allowed me to set the scene in which they would live and have hopefully more meaning and context. I had actually been wanting to write about Wallace for quite a while because it's such an unusual place. And where there were a lot of vivid visual memories, and really it was of a piece too with the earlier years of our traveling around, because Wallace is pretty unique and pretty isolated. You know, it's in a narrow valley and it has a very particular local character.
Absolutely. It really does. So with that said, I want to really delve into the part of your memoir really about moms, motherhood. Mm-hmm. I think you write just so beautifully about this, and really, you know, in some ways heartbreaking. Like one of the things that stood out to me was reading about your memories of brand new motherhood. And and you wrote about Kevin, your partner. You know, he went off to work, right? And yes, he was tired, he went off to work. But then here you were at home, right, with this brand new baby. and all this responsibility and no pay and where was your value? And almost like, I almost felt like I could see you starting to almost blur and fade away. And talk about why that was so important for you to write. Because I will say this, I think part of the reason why it struck me is I felt that exact same way when I was a brand new mom. And looking at this, I still have the vivid memory of looking at this wall in my house that was like, if I have to look at this wall every day for the next 18 years, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I had really defined myself before that around work, around my ability have agency, to make choices, to kind of shift and maneuver, and to work extra hard if I had to. And suddenly I couldn't do any of those things. In the book, I talk a lot about the ways in which I modeled myself on my father in a lot of ways, because my mother's life was so hard. And he got to leave, he got to go out and do things. And the world of men in this really sort of extreme setting where we lived, was the thing that had consequence. It determined the schedule of the day. The whole reason that these places existed was for mining. So his role was so central, and I had really aligned myself with that. But suddenly, when I became a mother, I could no longer do that. Both for, you know, biological reasons, but also for social reasons, because I think new motherhood is not as well supported as it could be, and there's not enough community around it. And I'm gratified to hear that those parts resonated with you, because I think many people at home with an infant, especially if you're like nursing the infant and your body is tied to the infant, will maybe find that familiar. And I was hoping that was the point where a lot of people would be able to enter the story.
Well, I think for me, what also was interesting was that, you know, you say you aligned yourself with your father. I did the exact same thing. And I think part of it was, is that I saw my, I mean, this sounds terrible and I don't feel this way now, but I think growing up where I almost saw my mom as less than, right? She didn't work outside of the home. She was raising kids, right? And I was like, well, I don't want to do that. And so the only other role model you have, right, is your dad. And you see this sense of purpose and you want this purpose in your life. And then all of a sudden, your life is split wide open when you have a child. And no matter what, you become a mother. And that is so defining. And you can kick and scream against it. But I mean, I laughed out loud in your memoir when you wrote, and it was brief, but you mentioned something about even when your father is sitting right there, it's always mom, 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 mom. Yeah. I mean,
Yes, that's right. It's a role that you can't, and there's a part in the book too where I do go back to work because my fear of that, of having no other identity, really propelled me into overwork outside the home. And at one point, I realized that I actually can't ditch this role in any way. Right, this baby will always know that I'm her mom.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And well, and then I love how you tie in your memoir though too about mother and where we come from, right? Mm-hmm. And this sense of like it's you know, as you write about, you know, the mountains and the mining and but it is it's that, you know, Mother Nature. Right. At the end of the day, how this is all tied together into motherhood and what that looks like. And really, whether you're a mother or not, we all come from mothers.
We do. And we're nurtured in many, many ways. So I did want to, in this book, make sure that I tried to see what it was my mother had done, tried to really look at it. Because I didn't want to rise away from that as if that too can be denied, as if the place I come from and the world I was born into can in some way be something I extricate myself from. That seemed to me like sort of a reproduction of that pattern. And I guess the way I come to think of the book's overall trajectory is towards seeing oneself in relationship, both to what raised us and the land that I think we owe our best efforts to care for, and to the other people around us who we hopefully are able to look to and listen to and engage with in a way that leads to better futures rather than worse.
I'm curious, what when you became a mom, and maybe not instantaneously, but over time, and then as you were writing this book, how defined do you think you actually were by your mom? And I ask this because I think I went through something very similar where I felt like, you know, all of my life before I became a mom, if anyone asked me, like, oh, you know, my dad was the biggest influence. My dad, you know, right? And
yeah.
And then I became a mom, and here I am 16 years into being a mother. And it was like, oh, I am so defined. I am who I am really because of my mother, much more so than my father.
Yeah. I think I felt really, and that this is true for me. I mean, the role of the person who nurtures you most closely, and my mom absolutely did, because my dad was, you know, alluring, gone.
Yeah.
Working really, really hard. And I inherited so much from her. I inherited certainly my relationship to books and my relationship to my own imagination, I think. And, you know, I think anyone who's experienced a responsive parent, which she was, you know, she took care of me, and that sets up everything else that you're able to do in the world.
Yeah. Well, I have to say it is a beautiful read, and thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about it.
Thank you for having me and for reading the book so thoughtfully.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.